Captain Bobby Abrascato on the line with us now for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And Captain Bobby, you're fishing this morning, but you're not on a boat. Is that what I understand? Is that correct?
We are like me and Dan get oftentimes. We are knee deep in it. How about that? Actually, technically, we're waist deep in it. Fishing this morning, man. It's a cool way to fish during the summer too. You know, when it's hot like this, and get in the water, and especially get a little wind blowing on you. I'm gonna try and turn away from the wind, but you get a little wind blowing on you like this, and man, you can keep these fish biting well into the morning. And I want to talk a little bit about it because it's one of these kind of deals where you got to have the right gear with you. You put the boat, you know, up on the beach, and the reason you're wade fishing is to be quiet and get away from the boat. It doesn't do you any good to stand right next to the boat, so you're going to want to get away from the boat. And with that, you want to make sure you got some gear with you, which is what I wear, and get a good wading belt with some extra tackling, a pair of pliers, and I even carry an extra rod with me when I'm out.
Wow.
We got one of the guys with us got excited this morning and did what we call a professional overrun, which is a fancy word for a backlash. And then when you're 200 or 300 yards from the boat, you don't want to be out missing out on the action that I'm missing out on right now. I'm watching these guys whacking them two at a time. So anyway, but that's the key, is just do that. Be careful. I always like to try and get places where the wind's blowing off the beach, so you can make longer casts, and the water tends to stay clearer too when you do that. And then lastly, you want to make sure just wear a good pair of, like an old pair of tennis shoes, or just get some inexpensive wading boots. You don't be walking around out here barefooted or in flip-flops, because you're going to lose them. Yep. And there's nasty stuff in the water you don't want to get cut with. So that's just a couple tips for you on that.
Bobby, wow. We're tight on time, so can you tell them how to get in touch with you?
ateamfishing.com, Dan. That's the easiest way to do it.
That's so cool.
Yep, and you got to set up a trip with Captain Bobby. You won't regret it. Thank you, Captain Bobby.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
That's Captain Bobby Abrascato, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. It's brought to you by McConnell Automotive and also McCoy Outdoor Company. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings coming up next.